some COVID-19 restrictions in Northern Ireland are being lifted today. Hairdressers, barbers, outdoor visitor attractions, outdoor competitive sports, driving lessons and tests can all resume. Other close contact services also reopened, including tattoo parlours. Our reporter Sinead Spain has been speaking to Celine Doherty, manager of Fianna Hairdressing in Derry, who opened her doors this morning after 4 months of lockdown.
To be back, we're just delighted to be back to a bit of normality. So we were actually here yesterday getting it all ready. You know, we're professionals now, opening and closing. It hasn't been an easy few months, but you know something, we've waited, like it's been over 100 days now, so you know, people have waited that long and they're just so excited to be back. And you know something, see, touching base with people too, they were so excited to hear your voice. It was like, oh my god, I can't wait. You know, people love coming into hairdressers. It's a real social aspect, you know, of life too for them. It's great for their mental health. And we have great customers too. They've been so patient, you know. Now, people don't seem to understand, like, when you're booking here now, we've had 4 months of people that we have to sort out that have already been booked on. And then you're trying to look after your regulars. And then there's so many new people, you know. So there is a lot. There's been a massive surge of Donegal all around that area just trying to get in, because we actually have a store in Donegal and it's not opened. So we've all those clients too looking on. See, to be honest, we're trying to get through today, tomorrow, and then we'll look at it then from next week on and go through the list, you know. But it's been crazy since last Thursday, since the announcement, you know. We only have one pair of hands, you know, so we're doing our best and we're trying to give everybody a really good service. Got a great atmosphere here today. It's unbelievable. But a great day too. It's just great to see everything coming back to normal. But, you know, and of course you have to be safe too, you know. So we've everything in place and it's been risk assessed. So we can't do any more than that, you know.
Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney visited one East Belfast tattoo parlour this morning and spoke to the owner, Kate Payne, and her first customer, Kelly Davidson.
It feels like the first day of school, not going to lie. It's strange to be back, but really, really happy at the same time.
What's it been like for you in lockdown?
There's been positives and negatives. Positives, I've got to spend time with my son and my husband. The negatives, just missing what we do. This is a career for us. It's not just a job. So we love producing the artwork that we do. It's been strange being away from it all.
So people are waiting to get needles in their arms and jabs, and you can't wait to get your needles at work.
That's it. That's it. People are keen to get back in and get stabbed.
Have you had much demand, much, you know, many inquiries about appointments?
Yes, so we had a backlog of appointments from the kind of first lockdown in between, so about 3 months of work, and then loyal customers of ours have been dying to get back in, and they've kept us busy with art commissions, buying prints and artwork off us while we've been off as well, so it's been great.
Kelly, what are you in to get done?
I'm in to get a Pokemon tattoo on the back of my thigh, with all my favourite Pokemon.
The back of the thigh, that sounds possibly unpleasant.
It is, yes. I have the other back of my thigh done, and yes, it was quite sore, but you know, I love the artwork and I've been following Kat for a while on Instagram and I've wanted a tattoo by her for years. So I was booked in day after Boxing Day, but obviously that got cancelled, so it was rescheduled for today.
So you've been looking forward to this pain?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And that was Kelly Davidson, and before that, tattooist Kat Payne. Well, let's talk now to Vincent. Vincent, I don't think you took the opportunity to have a tattoo, but you did get your hair cut. So tell us how that feels.
Brian, it feels great. I mean, I just feel the jealousy and the envy oozing from you at the moment, Brian. Arrived along this morning and having watched everyone else get their hair cut, luckily enough, I was able to book a name on the chair. And after 4 months, you might know this yourself, of chopping away at my own locks, it was a relief, because from the front, it didn't look too bad. But if you look too closely at the back, it wasn't great. So when I sat down this morning, I said to the barber, Paul, I've been cutting my own. I think I did all right. And he just paused and said, yes, in places. So I think that tells you everything you need to know.
Well, now, freshly groomed, tell us about the reaction to this. I mean, obviously, across the North, people are delighted to be able to access these services once again. But I suppose there is a question. Will people from the other side of the border be tempted to cross the border to avail of some of these? Is there any evidence of that?
Probably no evidence at this stage, Brian, because it's so early in day one. But we heard from the hairdresser in Derry there, the demand from Donegal. And no doubt, you you know, men and women from both sides of the border have been waiting to get their hair done. So if there's a hairdresser's or a barber's a short distance away, I'd imagine there will be a real temptation. Now, at the moment, you have to make an appointment, you have to book. So hairdressers are supposed to look at where the bookings are coming from. But in border areas, that will be difficult. So I'd imagine in the next few days, there will be people sneaking out and crossing the border for a cut and blow dry and a long awaited hairdo. But for today, the focus is here and what's happening in Northern Ireland. And hairdressers and barbers here are so busy looking after their own regular customers, they probably don't have any access, if you like, to take in any more customers. That might change over the next week or two. But at the moment, there are queues outside many of them as people are eagerly waiting to get the hair done.
Yeah. So what next then? Because I think the executive has indicated that the date for reopening indoor hospitality could be brought forward depending on how case numbers go.
That's right. The next big milestone, Brian, is next Friday, this day week, when all non-essential retail will reopen and outdoor hospitality, including beer gardens, will reopen. Now, the next stage after that is the 24th of May. At that stage, first, everything else opens, including indoor hospitality, and that's bars and hotels, with it limited to tables of six from no more than two households. But there have been strong indications over the past week that that could change. And yesterday, Stormont's First and Deputy First Ministers, Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill, confirmed that they're open to the possibility of bringing that forward. So there's some suggestion it could move from the 24th of May back to the 17th of May, perhaps even sooner. But the key is what happens over the next few weeks, because there has been a slight increase in the rolling 7-day average of new cases in Northern Ireland over the past week, only a slight increase. So they're going to watch that very closely and watch what happens over the next 2 weeks. But if the figures remain static as they are, and if the number of hospitalisations continues to fall or remain stable, there is a very strong likelihood, we're told, that they will move that forward.
Very good, Vincent. Just one last question. Did you opt for the gel or are you going for the natural look?
Oh, natural look, Brian. Never go for gel. Never go for gel. The only thing I put in my hair is water, honestly.
Excellent, Vincent Kearney. Thank you very much indeed for that.